Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. On Friday, Oklahoma's so-called open carry law went into effect, allowing lawful gun owners to publicly carry a firearm without training or a permit. Second Amendment supporters are happy about the new change, but others are not. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Khaki Porch, with Moms Demand Action, about their concerns with the new law.
Khaki Porch, I got first thing they said, yeah, there's a message for you from Khaki Porch, and they said, well, that is an interesting name. So I got to ask you about...
Okay, so it's actually Khaki Porch.
Khaki Porch, see?
Right, and Khaki is a nickname for Catherine. I have an Aunt Khaki and a great Aunt Khaki, and there's actually a lot of us out there, but most of us aren't called Khaki unless we're around our family at Thanksgiving.
So
but
Khaki, I'm, like C-A-C-K-Y, not K-H-A-K-I. Okay.
Correct.
Khaki.
Yes.
And then,
that's right.
That's an interesting, and I'd never heard that. That's a fairly common nickname for Catherine.
Well, do you know that actually even Kathy Keating goes by... Like, she grew up and she was called Khaki?
Absolutely did not know that.
I know. I learned that recently at a, because her granddaughter and my daughter are friends. Anyway, so.
Former First Lady of our great state of Oklahoma.
That's right.
All right. So
right.
You are in the Oklahoma City area, but I know that MDA, Moms Demand Action, does have folks here in Tulsa. That I know for a fact because I've seen them, talked to a couple of them. This is an organization that has sort of started to give the NRA a little bit of unrest or unease, I think, because getting national, growing quickly. Tell us a little bit about Moms Demand Action, how it came about, when, all that, anything you can for us, Khaki.
Okay, well, there are actually nearly 6 million supporters across the country right now with Moms Demand Action. It was started by Shannon Watts, who is a mom, and she Shannon Watts, I think she lives in New York, isn't it? I think so. Even though I am actually not 100% sure.
We don't have to get into the real fine details,
okay.
but she's a mom, and take it from there.
Yes. And she started this because she was, after one of the many mass school shootings, was so fed up with this country. You know, kind of, there is a news cycle and people care, but then, 48 hours later, and it's not a priority to truly change our gun laws. And so she was committed to trying to change our gun laws, to make gun laws safer, or to, at the very least, stop reckless gun laws from continuing in this country.
So what is the argument against Mr. Spencer's organization? I'm sure you're familiar with Don Spencer and the OK2A folks.
Yes.
I've spoken with him at length, and he's pretty firm in his stance that basically the Constitution says anybody can have a gun pretty much anywhere as long as they can legally own a gun. Oh, and everybody can legally own a gun unless they're a felon. I mean, we know where his stance is. So what is the constitutional argument or the legal argument against that stance?
Well, in particular, we had, gun laws in place that permitless carry will dismantle. It makes citizens less safe in Oklahoma. Citizens should go through a permitting process. They should go through a training class. If you need a driver's license to drive a car, you should have a permit to use a gun. And it's important not only to learn you know, how to properly use a gun, but also to properly store it. And that is one of the facets of Moms Demand Action is the Be Smart program, is to encourage people to, you know, to store their firearm safely. So many people in our organization are gun owners. We are not against gun ownership, not at all, but we are a gun violence prevention organization. And so that is why we advocate for common sense gun laws. Like our gun laws that were in place were that common sense. You know, you had to take a class. I don't think that's really asking too much to carry a firearm, is to take an 8-hour class.
And I think, and I don't want to put words in Mr. Spencer's mouth, but like I said, we've had these conversations and he's going to say, well, cars aren't in the Constitution, guns are. So there's that. Right. And then he would say, and we absolutely advocate and recommend that people do not carry unless they have some training. And, you know, we just don't think that the government has the right to mandate it. So, please. You know, I'm playing devil's advocate here because.
I understand. I mean, I am familiar with OK2A. I'm familiar with some of their members that show up at parks to do, you know, the.
Mr. Spencer himself showed up at Oktoberfest, you know, a week or two back and demanded entry with a concealed firearm. Did it, right. Was rolling video at the time to make sure he could document the facts, sent them a letter ahead of time telling them he was coming. I mean, he's not being shy or humble about it. He's trying to make a very, very strong point. And so I'm trying to figure out what's the counterpoint from Moms Demand Action's perspective.
Right. Well, I mean, why... There was a gentleman that was just at Scissors Hill Park that was carrying a retrofitted gun, and he walked around with two other gun extremists. They wanted attention. They were filming themselves the whole time, which is also what they do. They are doing this to get attention. And they repeat the rhetoric that they are, you know, exercising their Second Amendment right. Well, when the Constitution was written, I mean, what did people have? Muskets. I think there was a puckle gun that you could put on your boat that would do 9 rounds a minute. That's very different from an AK-47. And when you read about all the mass shootings in the headlines, I think it's very, very sad that AK-47s are so prevalent in our society. And again, Moms Demand Action is a gun violence prevention organization. We want citizens to be safe.
So you're saying we're not trying to prevent guns. We're trying to prevent people from getting shot with them, basically, or especially innocent people who don't have guns themselves. Is that fair?
Well, I guess. Okay. Would you repeat that question one more time?
I'm saying the message that I'm hearing from you is, well, hey, we're gun owners too. We're not saying don't own guns. We're trying to prevent people from getting shot with guns.
Well,
you said gun injury prevention.
Yes. Gun violence.
Gun violence prevention. So,
yes. So, yeah, that is one facet of it. But, you know, there is irresponsible gun ownership where people are killed by stray bullets. Wasn't it just in Tulsa where there was someone shot because a dog stepped on their gun? Wasn't that in Tulsa? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Have we had somebody get shot because their dog stepped on their gun? Is that something that's been... was that here? I don't think that was Tulsa, but yeah. I mean, you have guns lying around, people are going to get shot. Okay, so, but I think most people, for your average person who's really not like a news junkie or politically involved, that's like most people, you know, the only thing that gets their attention is, you know, the mass really terrible shooting tragedies that happen.
Right, which is horrible. And, you know, 100 Americans are killed every day by gun violence and thousands more injured. And
but that's the real Holocaust there. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but that really, that's where the damage is being done, not the mass shootings that get all the headlines. It's the day-to-day steady feed of 100 people a day, you know, across the country.
Correct.
Right?
Which is, let me reiterate, we are a gun violence prevention organization. So, I mean, yes, it is horrible. It is horrible how many Americans are killed every day by random gun violence. It's awful. And what our, you know, and our country, and as we're talking about in Oklahoma, we just made permitless carry a thing. So you don't have to have, you don't have to have any training. You don't have, there is no level of responsibility in carrying a gun.
Except that which is self-imposed, which is, you know, I think kind of the loophole here. It's, I'm not sure that the Constitution was intended to just write carte blanche on firearms. I don't necessarily buy that.
Well,
but
no, I don't either. And going back to when the Constitution was written, again, we didn't have AK-47s. They didn't exist. You know, they exist now.
The analogy there would be, and we didn't have cars, and so now we have, you know, laws about cars, and so now we can have laws about, right. Now, and I get that. And let's also not forget that this was the second change to the Constitution. It wasn't even considered important enough to be in the original document, like freedom of speech, right?
Right.
I've always thought that was kind of funny. So anyway, all right, well, this is interesting. And you said, you know, Jason Lowe, is it, who is the representative basically
Representative Jason Lowe.
So he files lawsuit because based on the, I believe, the log rolling provision of the state constitution. Is that, am I correct? Are you following this case?
Yes, I am. But okay, log rolling.
In other words, log rolling is where you cannot pass a legislative item, a bill, or make a law that addresses more than one subject or more than one topic. So stacking extra stuff into a law that covers things other than what the law is actually intended to cover is called log rolling.
Okay. So, you know, I had actually not heard that term, but yes, that is my understanding. As a volunteer with Moms Demand Action, I am not really involved with the lawsuit.
Right. You're not a plaintiff or anything like that, right?
Correct. Right. But we do support his efforts. He was the driving force behind getting submissions. Now I've lost my train of thought.
It's okay. So you're talking about the petition drive to because here's the other thing that Moms Demand Action was demanding, and that was a vote of the people on whether or not this permitless carry should go into effect, because there has been no vote of the people. This was a legislative decision and a decision by the governor, correct?
That is correct. And something that John Spencer says is that the people have spoken and...
But the people didn't.
That is really not correct, because I was at the Capitol every day advocating against this bill. There were faith leaders. I went to the governor's office. None of us spoke to the government. I mean, I'm sorry, not to the government. None of us spoke to the governor. He would return our calls. I mean, Don Spencer bragged that he spoke to the governor multiple times. He bragged on NRA TV about it. So who are the citizens? Is it people like Don Spencer who haunt the halls of the Capitol, or is it concerned moms who care that, someone could potentially walk into their school and we might have a mass shooting here in Oklahoma? That is a fear, not only of Oklahomans, but of people around the United States. And we were concerned. There were hundreds of people that went to the Capitol to advocate against this, and our voices were ignored.
So this law goes into effect on November 1st.
Right.
Does MDA, your organization, or Mr. Lowe, Representative Lowe, or anybody, you know, expect to try to do some sort of petition drive to eventually overturn this law? And at that point, I think it would take a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
I'm talking state constitution here.
Yes. Yes, I understand. I don't know.
Fair enough. I mean, you can't know what you don't know.
We will know more tomorrow.
So at this point, to your knowledge, there's not a plan B or a contingency of if that happens, here's where we're going next or anything. We're just kind of up in the air.
No, and right. And as I said, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not on the lawsuit, so I haven't been in those meetings. You know what I mean? So I really don't know if Representative Lowe has the next step. I do know that when we did the petition, there was a groundswell of support against permitless carry. I spoke to a woman at an event who drove in from Woodward to Oklahoma City to sign the petition. People, I don't think, were really aware what was happening at the Capitol this legislative session, and they will know next session. I mean, there are so many volunteers have joined and are engaged to advocate at the Capitol next session.
So one wonders, I mean, did nobody see this coming? This has not been a quiet process. Mr. Spencer and this organization's been trying 4 years and several legislatures to get this done. So,
right.
I don't get it. I'm not sure why there wasn't any kind of organized opposition earlier, but now it seems like it might be too late. I guess we'll see what a judge has to say on Wednesday. So a lot of this is going to be up in the air when this airs. So,
and as you said, you didn't know why there wasn't more of an organized opposition.
Yep.
There actually was. There was. I mean, we were.
Where were they? They certainly weren't sending me press releases or. And maybe they were. Maybe some stuff got lost in the, email or whatever. But I will tell you that.
That's interesting. Okay.
I called the state representative, called him at his professional office, called him at his district office yesterday morning, probably around this time.
Right.
Haven't heard a word.
Right.
So I'm not sure it's organized yet, from where I'm sitting. And and I think that's a mistake, because I do not think, what I think isn't all that important. I need to figure out what Mr. Spencer thinks. And I'm going to ask him the question about a plebiscite. Should we have a state question to determine this issue? Because that didn't happen.
Right.
I'm going to guess he'll say it's unnecessary because it's already in the Constitution.
Yeah. And I know, and he, I mean, also his response is that the people have spoken. But, if he really thought that Oklahomans want a permitless carry, then he would have no problem with it going to a vote. He would have no issue with it. But he does. And that says something.
All right. Well, we'll call that the challenge issued. And I will call him and ask him that question, because he does return my calls. He gets back to me right away. It's funny. Anyway, I'm teasing you a little bit. And listen, I'm sure I've called you a Cokey at least twice. It's khaki. I get it.
That's right, khaki.
It's khaki.
That is and all right. It happens all the time.
Such a fun name. And I appreciate you getting back to me. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Thank you for, letting me have time to give voice to Moms Demand Action and our passion for preventing gun violence in Oklahoma. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Khaki Porch with Moms Demand Action. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.